This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 20, 2024. In our headlines, Salem is looking to address homelessness camping on city property. Two candidates have emerged to challenge two Danvers Select Board members, and we have news from the YMCAs on the North Shore. Weather today, sun and clouds, temperatures into the 40s, high tide this evening just after 9:30. I'm Bill Newell, in for Rick Moore. North Shore news and sports coverage is made possible through the support of Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The city of Salem has a new strategy to address camping on public property as one of the several tools to deal with homelessness in the city. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News today that the city council is expected to discuss a five-page ordinance proposal prohibiting camping on public property. Mayor Dominic Pangallo said that the move isn't necessarily driven by weather. However, he added, "We don't want people sleeping in the elements." The Salem police report that at one encampment, police recently broke down a wood stove installed inside a tent. In Danvers political news, there will be two challengers running against two incumbents on the select board. The Salem News reports that Matthew Duggan and Gardner Trask are being challenged in the May 7 election by Michael Bean and Dr. Dutrache DiGioco. In Gloucester, the YMCA will be hosting a lottery for spots in the soon-to-be-open senior affordable housing project. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times that the Y is accepting preliminary applications now through May 1, with the lottery to announce placements to be held via Zoom on May 24. The work on the Middle Street project began back in December of 2022. The North Shore YMCA Executive Director Tim Flaherty addressed the Beverly City Council this week with an update on the Beverly YMCA programs for the city. Flaherty is a former Beverly City Council member. One of those programs that has been idle for several years, Flaherty wants to restart.
So we did a program called Youth Exemplary Awards, and it was a great program having kids who have overcome adversities be recognized in the community. And we did that for several years. And for a variety of reasons, you know, that program has stopped, but we want to reintroduce that and working with the mayor to recognize kids who of all kind of backgrounds and working with the school system, recognize kids who might have not be recognized, might not be, you know, the soccer star or on the band. And they have these kids who from elementary to middle school to high school that we can recognize. I think it's an important part that the city can do and the Y can do to show that examples that these kids and the smiles on these kids' faces and they're adults today that I run into at the supermarket or where have you throughout Beverly, still remember those days going through there.
North Shore YMCA Executive Director Tim Flaherty speaking at this week's City Council meeting in Beverly that can be accessed on BevCam on their YouTube channel. Some residents in Linfield voiced concerns over the school department's plans to cut staff positions that include the nurse coordinator and a library media specialist. The Daily Item reports today that Interim Superintendent Tom Geary says that the cuts were not taken lightly and that they were made in order to add other items in the budget. There is a new last-minute proposal giving the federal government that could save the Pink House in Newburyport. We have a photo of that structure just below on this post here on North Shore Today. Jim Sullivan reports in today's Daily News that since the house was located in the Parker River Refuge and owned by the federal government, it can't be sold. The government has been working with the nonprofit group Support the Pink House to come up with a potential land swap agreement or individual occupancy option to save the structure. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Senators last night 6-2. Justin Brazo with a two-goal game for the Bees.
I think I'm just getting more confidence every game I play. I mean, I think the league almost slows down a little bit when you get that confidence and you can make more plays with pucks. So I think the confidence is just building for me.
The Bruins are back at it tomorrow night when they host the Rangers. The Celtics were off last night and will host the Bucks tonight at the Garden. The Endicott baseball team earned their first ever number one national ranking this week. However, the Gulls did lose yesterday to Wisconsin's Stevens Point at an 8-4 score. Meanwhile, across the bridge, Salem State baseball has won five in a row now, including yesterday's 8-7 win over Wentworth. The Vikings are now 6-3 on the season. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is North Shore Today Extra. Now some extended audio with Rebecca Jackson presenting at Monday's Beverly City Council meeting from the YMCA on one of the McPherson Center's programs that they have for youth in the city of Beverly.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you today about the Positive Alternatives for Student Support Program, or PASS. PASS runs out of the McPherson Youth Center during the school day when it would otherwise be closed for drop-in services. And the program was created a little bit over 5 years ago because administrators were seeing a real need for supports for students who were being suspended. And if you look at the data, students who maybe need additional support around mental health or substance use are suspended at a much higher rate, and they don't always get the interventions that they need. And so the PASS program was created to serve as an early intervention model for student, and it has a lot of benefits not only for the district, but also for our students. So it doesn't count as an in or out of school suspension, which is really great for end of year reporting numbers for the district. And it also is really great for students who are applying for college. Another real great benefit is the fact that it cuts in half the amount of days that a student is out of school, because really our goal is to reintegrate our students back into the district. The YMCA does not do this alone. We partner with the North Shore Education Consortium as well as JRI and Children's Friends and Family Services to run the program. And we are staffed by a program director, a student director, an outpatient therapist, and a social worker. So here's a brief overview of what a day looks like for a PASS student. Just some highlights: every single student receives free breakfast, snacks, and lunch. We also offer free transportation for any student that does need it. We start every single day with an overview of expectations as well as a therapeutic group. And there are opportunities for academics as well as therapeutic rec time. Additionally, every single student meets with our outpatient therapist to go over a series of assessments, which include mental health, substance use, as well as trauma. And then at the end of the day, every single student meets with program staff to do a re-entry plan, and it's an opportunity to reflect on why a student was sent to PASS, as well as identifying in and out of school supports. So, and next slide, please. So here are some impact statement numbers for Beverly. So if you look at our school year to date, we have served 45 students for a total of 68 days. Last year, we served a total of 83 students for a total of 107 days. If you look at the referral numbers, the majority of the reasons why a student was referred was around substance use. But just because substance use was the primary reason for referral, say somebody got caught vaping in a school bathroom, we do offer a lot of supports around all the other topics. And so somebody who's suspended for substance use might need additional supports or referral services around mental health, or maybe they're dealing with school avoidance as well. And I'm going to wrap up my part of the presentation to discuss the Be Healthy Beverly Coalition, which is facilitated by the Greater Beverly YMCA. And Be Healthy Beverly is a youth substance use prevention coalition with a focus on mental health as well as community connectedness for youth. You can see a little bit of information in terms of who we partner with and some of our key initiatives, but I do want to wrap up by saying that we work really extensively with the McPherson Youth Center and the drop-in services, not only in terms of sponsoring events and supporting events, but also capacity training opportunities. So an example is a youth mental health first aid training that we offered to some of the McPherson Youth Center staff.
That is Rebecca Jackson from the Beverly YMCA.